be much.
The email said it's not up until 11, so you're fine.
So he has 4 minutes.
Connie, Bill was telling us that Connie really plays on his instincts. How have you seen that develop in this last season?
Yeah, I mean, I thought his instincts were good last year. I mean, since we've had him, I think that he's an instinctive player that kind of understands, like, what's going on and how maybe he gets a look that, you know, a blocking scheme or something like that, and, you know, he's able to make some plays just off of that. And, you know, one thing that's hard to coach is instincts. You know, you can try to coach instincts and awareness, but it's difficult. You know, you can coach technique and fundamentals, but it's hard to coach instincts and awareness.
Joe Flacco, he's a superwoman quarterback. He had an injury earlier in the year. How do you think he's playing now, and how big a challenge is it to play a quarterback like him?
Well, I think he's very efficient. I think he knows what he wants to do. They want to run the football, use play action. I mean, they're taking some shots. And he's not afraid to, you know, get it in the right spots and then reserve the right to punt with a great defense. And then, you know, he's got a great field goal kicker. And a lot of his interceptions, I think, if you look, are a lot of tip balls. So he's smart with the ball. I don't think you can say that, you know, he's just thrown in bad spots because, I mean, there's a bunch of tip balls that get picked and, you know, guys have made some plays on the field. So I think he understands exactly where he wants to go with the ball and does a good job. And he's not afraid to check it down.
How have you seen Clowney's intelligence show up either in the meeting room or on the field?
You know, specifically, I think, you know, you look at different situations, you know, whether we're bringing him in different spots, he's able to handle a lot of different things, basically week to week. You know, how teams are trying to run the ball against him maybe and where he goes and fits. But, you know, specifically, you know, I think we're going to need JD's best effort every week, and he understands that, and he gives it to us. Well, I mean, I talk about JD, I mean, DJ every week. I mean, he's physical in there. He's stout. He's good against the run. He plays tough, and that's what you need. I think if you're going to play good run defense, you got to be strong up the middle, and you got to set the edges. That's what we talk about every week, and DJ does that. I like, you know, his toughness, and I like the way he plays. So, you know, it's an unsung position, but it's an important one. I think he's, you know, he's able to play a bunch of snaps for us. So I think he's trying to take care of his body. You know, the way he plays puts a lot of stress on the body because he plays hard, he plays fast and violent. So for him to be available, you know, is huge for us. So I think that he understands that he's got to come in there and be there, you know, week in and week out. But, yeah, he's been a disruptive, you know, run player for us, and he continues to work on his pass rush, you know, every week. Okay. Sorry, guys.